The question was asked, if a person performs a mitzvah to his fellow man, and he didn't do it because God said so, he just did it, does that carry any weight? So in an earlier letter, Rav Chanan Wasserman wrote that many mitzvos will have two components. Let's take an example. You gave a poor person money and he bought food and now he lived and he didn't die. But you didn't do it with the right intent. You didn't do it because Hashem said so. So now you'll say, shucks, I gave him the money. I didn't have the right intent. Give me back that money. I'm going to work on my kavanah. We'll talk tomorrow. No. Rav Chanan Wasserman says, every mitzvah has two components. There's the component of the impact of what you did. You saved the guy's life. So you didn't have the right intent. You have a guy who's on Hatzalah, and he's on Hatzalah because he wants everyone to see him with the radio. And then, thank God, the radio goes off in the middle of davening, in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The whole shul is silent, and everyone gets to hear him answering, what? Emergency? And he's running out, and he gets all this attention as he flies out of shul, turns on his siren in the middle of Yom Kippur. Like a Hatzalah member once told me that his Yom Kippur, he said, I'm lucky if I get one Shemona Esrei in shul. He says, I spend all Yom Kippur driving. Okay, he's doing mitzvahs, good for him. So the guy flies out of shul and he's hustling and he turns on the siren and he goes down the streets and he's very happy everyone gets to see him, you know, on Yom Kippur. He's doing this beautiful mitzvah and he saves someone's life and he brings him to the hospital. He's going to save someone's life. The guy had a heart attack, he saved his life, he brought him to the hospital, yofi. Now you'll say, what a bum. He did it all for the honor. No, yeah, the guy did a mitzvah. There are two components to every mitzvah. The Torah tells us do things that will have a positive impact on the world. Every mitzvah has a positive impact on the world. And that is irrelevant of your intention. The better your intention, the more you're doing the will of Hashem. Every mitzvah has the component Hashem told me, but it also has the component that I did something for the world. When you give charity, you did something to the world. You did it with the right intention. You did a greater element of, I did the will of Hashem. But the two components are disjointed. You can't ignore, you know. You get up in the middle of class and say, guys, I'm sorry I have to leave. I just got a phone call. There's someone freezing at the Tachna Merkazit. I'm going to go and donate my coat to him. I'll be back in 20 minutes. So you go and give him the coat and you come back feeling great. Now everyone knows I'm great. But you gave him the coat. All winter he's going to be warm. Bottom line, you can't ignore the impact of what you've done. The component, and that's what in the other letter of Rav Chanan Wasserman discerned. He said, your intentions are relevant to how much you did the will of Hashem. But your actions are your actions. So, by the way, if you think about this, you can apply it the other way too. Sometimes a person will do an aveira, but he had all the right intentions. Mm-hmm. Think about it. I'm saying that then the flip side starts coming out. This goes back to what you had asked earlier tonight. The guy meant to put on tefillin for 6 years. You cannot say he didn't do the will of Hashem. He checked the tefillin. They told him they were kosher. As far as he knew they were kosher, he did what Hashem wanted. Now, you'll ask me, but did he do? Did he accomplish what he was supposed to accomplish in the world? I can't help him. I'm very sorry. Hashem is going to consider it as though he accomplished it, but he did not accomplish. I'm saying the guy who meant to give charity. I meant to give charity. What can I do? It was a con. They conned me. That was the example Rav Chanan Wasserman brought. That the Talmud seems to say, if someone cons you and you give him charity, you did not do the mitzvah of charity. So Rav Chanan Wasserman said, but other sources seem to say that if you meant to do it, you did yours. You did your investigation, you did yours. So he says there are two components to the mitzvah. You did not affect the poor in the world. You cannot ignore that you don't have the outcome. You gave it, you did everything right. It's not your fault. But bottom line, you didn't help the poor of the world. Did you do the will of Hashem? Yeah, sure you did the will of Hashem. That component of the mitzvah, you did. What can you do? You didn't.
Would you say that there could be a reason for some people to leave religion if all of their love they didn't make what? Just because God said so and they never had any... I mean, maybe their parents, they didn't taught them or they didn't give them...
Oh, so I think that the synthesis of all these approaches is to say Hashem told me to give charity to the poor, and that's because the Torah is training me to be the best person I can be. And so it's supposed to develop within me that care. The Torah didn't tell me to do mitzvot in a vacuum. The Torah said there's going to be a world and there will be people suffering and you're supposed to care. And I'm going to give you mitzvos which will help you develop that care within you. And so it's not that I'm doing it only because I care. It's not that I'm doing it only because Hashem said so. Hashem said so because I'm supposed to be a caring person. And the two are going to push me. And if I'm doing it only because I care, then there will be times where I don't care. And I'm still going to do it because the Torah said so. And if I'm doing it because Hashem said so, so then I'm not going to do it with the same zeal. Look at how we daven. Look at how we put on tefillin. If we would give charity without any care, so then what would it be when there would be a drive and other things? No. Who would donate blood? So the two components are both important. They don't have to be mutually exclusive.